You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You just came up with a crazy performance. Like, I get it.
As soon as the mic is on, I'm going to be like, oh.
Dead silent. I've had a couple of those before.
Some crazy shit can come out, eh, when you're like, man, in a silent lull and just like you're, something comes out and it's great. And Wanaka last week, there was one of those. It got real quiet. It was like quite like an older crowd. And then I like just was telling them about how I clench my ass when I play. It landed real well, though. That sounds really...
I bet that I love it. Like, the landlord story you guys told when you're on stage, like, it makes so much sense for Wanaka for them to be like, what do you mean landlords are bad? Like,
yeah, they were just, it was just kind of like, a, like pulling at the covers, like, ooh, oh no.
Speaking about that, you guys have been on this album Reminder Tour. Album's so nice, you got to tour it twice. Was that the ethos?
That's kind of the vibe. We had some leftover records, so I thought, why not tour it again? Why did we only tour it once?
Exactly.
Let's go again.
Man, I like that. It's a double up. And every time I see you guys, it's special. Neck of the Woods last time was so epic, but this time in Double Whammy, your mum was here?
Yeah, my mum always comes to the Tamaki gigs. She's been banned from doing like the Doran merch though, because she did that a few shows ago when I think we couldn't suss a door merch person, and then she had a few too many wines and she lost track of the merch and the door sales, and she just wrote all over the door list, "Mummy loves you."
I can imagine her being like, "You look lovely. Just go through. Like, yeah, it's all good."
Yeah, all vibes.
What's it like being like Bush Bash when your mum's in the audience? Is that like, do you talk to her beforehand? You're like, just so you know.
Oh, that's their favorite song.
That is so sick. It makes so much sense. I did want to ask about decompression after gigs.
Yeah.
Because I know you just played a crazy ass gig. How do you like chill after that? How do you decompress?
Oh, I think I'm still figuring that one out. I feel like it's so under our hands now, this show. We've been playing together for so long that it just feels like a real awesome release. And then after a couple minutes backstage, I just want to go out and see everyone and talk to everyone. But yeah, I'm still figuring that one out. I wish I had a better answer for that one, to be honest.
That's right. We're working on it.
Yeah, we're working on it.
We've got another Reminder tour to come, right?
Yep.
Like, why not tour it three times?
Reminder.
So speaking about the Reminder tour, how's it been going? Any fun from the road? I see you guys have been eating your way up the island.
We sure have so many good foods, mostly pies, to be honest.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's the go-to.
That's something we all got to get better at. It's like so much junk food.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And so much sitting. I've got ants in my pants. Man, I've got to get up, do stretches and shit.
I was listening to one of your interviews and you talked about how it was 5 years to the day since your first performance that you released Revolver, the self-titled.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. It took a wee while, but it's like, that was a beautiful timestamp on like, this has been half a decade of us working together and all the songs we've made so far. 5 years to the day of that like first iGum gig we did in Wellington. Did you ever go to iGums?
Nah, I wasn't cool like that back in my day. Opening for Arjuna Oaks though?
Yes.
That's crazy.
I know, it's crazy. And now he's like tearing up London and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's released another record. I think he said it was his like debut album, which is crazy because I feel like he's so prolific, but it must be the first full length and he's done a bunch of EPs.
Yeah. I think you guys follow in that mold though of being prolific. Like, you've been performing these songs for a while now.
Mm.
Like, I think I saw the performance on the boat was like 2 years old, 3 years old now.
Yeah, that could even be 2020 as well, actually. Oh, doesn't time
it's a
fly.
Long time ago.
It's a long time ago.
I did want to ask about this because I've got the little Revolver record here too.
Ah.
You tour so much. How do the songs change from the recorded versions to performance? Like, do you play in and go, fuck, we should have done that in the, or is it like,
oh my god, yeah, I can't leave it alone all the time. I'll like go to a gig and I'll see someone do something. I'm like, fuck, we should get that in the set. And then you play it in the set and you're like, damn it, why don't we record it like that?
Does that mean we're getting a live version? Live album?
I actually think, yeah, probably.
Oh, that's such good news.
Because our sound tech, Simon, has been... he's recorded every gig since he's been with us.
Yeah.
So, like, over... 5 years, pretty much. He says he remembers the day that he saw me on the street and he was like, I want to be your sound tech.
Simon's such a whiz. Like, I was standing back there watching him and he's just, like, clicking buttons, like...
Yeah.
Like, he's really about it.
He's singing all the lyrics. He knows the music inside out. He loves it. He's such a beautiful addition to the team. He really is like a ninth band member.
Oh, man, I think like, I mean, Revolver's like such a big band already. I feel like it's just going to keep expanding.
Yeah.
Everyone's Revolver and no one's Revolver. Like, what?
Exactly. That's beautiful.
Revolver's taking over. You can take that. Use it however you want. I did want to talk about the record though, because it's such a, like, such a Wellington record to me personally. Like, obviously this town and like avoiding your ex. Have you been like a victim of the Cuba Street curse?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All the time.
I mean, that song is about like being at Meow and having having three within a close proximity and just being like, oh, leave me alone.
You all came to see me? Like, is it? You all are so sweet coordinating like this.
Yeah. Do you guys have a group chat?
Man, but even like Beep Beep, like I know Beep Beep's about road rage, but when I listen to it, I go, I'm on Lambton Quay and motherfuckers are in a line walking so slowly.
Man, pedestrian rage. People don't talk about that enough.
It's so, like, I think I had that exact moment. Like, I was wearing my headphones, listening to your guys' album. Beep Beep came on and I was like, if these people don't just like move right now, like,
yeah.
Such a Wellington album. It feels like Wellington's really, I mean, the Wellington music scene has always been great, but right now it's like flourishing in different ways. How do you reflect on that? And your place in it, I guess.
Oh, man. That's huge. Yeah, so much pride. Going out to gigs and being like, man, we are so punching above our weight. Yeah, Aotearoa in general is like, there's so much crazy shit going on and it just feels so humbling to be a part of. It's like, we're part of something and that's really, really cool.
Part of something massive. Yeah. I did want to ask you about, I guess, the future of Revolver, because you played two new tracks tonight. So does it mean we're getting new recorded music?
I think so. So I am moving to New York.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you. Weird time to be going, I know. I've been called. I've picked up the phone. Toby has picked up the phone to go to Melbourne.
Yeah.
Lennox, I think, is going to head to the Netherlands. It's recorded, so it's going to happen. and, you know, it's that kind of that time where we're all parting ways. Yeah. And doing the next thing, but we don't want it to end. There's still new songs being written, so I think it's like a quick pause, come back together and record the next body of work once some life has been lived.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
I mean, you got so much. What are you going to be doing in New York? You're going to be in the music scene?
I'm going to be studying my master's.
That's so awesome, man.
Yeah,
that's so wicked.
I'm real keen to study again. It's been so long.
Yeah,
I still
got
some stuff to learn.
I wanted to ask, I guess, since we're reflecting back on, you know, 5 years plus of Revolver now. Has the mission statement changed? Or what is that mission statement for you guys at the moment? Take your time.
Whoa. The mission statement was, when I began it, I was like, I want to see and make music that is like making people dance and like talking about stuff that I don't see often talked about and being specific.
Yeah.
I write very specific songs.
Yeah.
Like the lyrics are all very like, this is about this. And I think that continues to be true, but it's just been elevated by every single person who's been part of it. It's like Revolver has become so much more than what I intended it to be. Everyone's sprinkled their special sauce on it.
Yeah.
Such a weird sentence.
Is that going to be the next song, Special Sauce?
I actually might write that down. My notes are a mess right now. I'm actually writing this now.
Ideas strike at all times, even backstage in the green room. Thank you so much for everything. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Yeah.
I look forward to the day Revolver comes back.
Yeah, it will. This is not the end.
I'm going to hold you to that. It's recorded.
Yeah, it's recorded.
It's going to happen.
That's facts.
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.